Thank you, sweetheart. All right, let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Renee?
Well, like y'all, I'm really concerned that we're going to be going to war. I mean, the signs are there that we're being manipulated into war. You know, but no tyrant acts alone. We always talk about how evil Stalin was. But, you know, he couldn't have done what he did without a lot of order followers who carried out the work for him. You know, this is where we have to start working on the problem. You know, it's actually a lot of work. It's like, for comparison, like people, you know, I have this blanket thing of everybody, all of us are guilty. Well, I think there are degrees of culpability, like very low. I would put, like, people working at the power mall, taking orders and packing stuff. I'd say in contributing to our problem, they're way at the bottom. Okay?
Yeah.
Only as taxpayers. But the thing is, there are other people, you know, have to start. The first part has to be starting with getting honest about yourself. Where am I in this pecking order? How much of the problem am I earning my livelihood on that I'm contributing to the problem, but I don't want to face that back because it hurts me in my head psychologically to face this truth? You know, look at those people at Wells Fargo. And I understand people have to earn a living, but somehow we have to get honest if we're ever going to get this to stop. You know, it's people, all of our institutions are corrupt. You know, we talk about the police, the military. They're the most obvious. Okay? But the thing is, it's all through banking, the other public servants, all those little hangers-on that are, you know, that are hanging on around Clinton so that they can be close to power, all those Secret Service people guarding and protecting them. God knows, look at that FBI, like y'all were talking about that guy Comey. God knows he is so damn at the top guilty. You know, and so the thing is, because I quoted that Robert Baron Gould the other day, I can hire half the working class to kill the other half.
That's right.
On. The thing is, now some of the killing, the police and military do the obvious killing. But you know, y'all said silence is consent. Silence is also violence. You know, like all those people when Joyce had the problem with the nurse killing babies, and they said, well, oh yeah, we're with you, Joyce. And then they were silent. And those people she went to at the FBI who did nothing, every one of them has infant blood on their hands. And now, did they actively take an ice pick and stab it to death? No. But you see, people who are complicit in that, doing their violence of other people, it's easy to lie to yourself, okay? And that, until we conquer that, I just don't see a whole lot of change coming our way.
Renee, I so appreciate your perspective. You know I do. What do you think is something people, you know, parents are sitting here listening, what's one thing you think that we can do or an individual can do to make a difference and change that tide?
Gosh, this is really hard because when you, like I say, I have spoken with some cops recently, and I'm going to be speaking with them again because they are really in the cult of order following. And you see, the way they stick to you, you notice they're all, because they told me, oh, we're all friends. You see, people who are doing this, you notice how they don't get in the community and participate with us. No, they stick together because they can reinforce each other's brainwashing so that they can remain comfortable in their mind.
That's a good point.
They don't like going out and being with us because they might have to confront an idea that conflicts with what they want to believe, where they can remain comfortable with themselves. Remember, the root word of the word culture is cult. And there is a military and a police culture. And so the thing is, these people, it's like trying to deprogram somebody out of Scientology or something. It's not just religion where you have cults. We have government cults, and they have guns. You know, at least you have more choice with religion. If you don't go along with a cult in government, they'll shoot you.
Well, so it's like,
put you in their cage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if they stay separate, then they don't have to see our perspective. They don't have to be sympathetic towards where we're coming from. They have their own culture, as you say.
Right.
Again,
exactly. I confronted some recently, you know, about how they, yeah, you have empathy for your own lives, but you don't have empathy for ours. And our, you know, I relayed a point, oh, I may tell them squirm and look at the ground, you know, and gave them some incidences because I was so right. They could not deny what I was saying. Like I say, I relayed an incident where something was done to me and they would not even go talk to the woman. She tried to run me down with a car, okay? She was this witch who used to come walk her big dog off lead in my neighborhood.
Renee, hold on. Renee, hold on.
And Renee. I told him, I said, you would have shot her right through the windshield, and they all look at the ground. They can't look at me because they know that's exactly what they would have done.
Hey, listen, I got to let you go, though. I've got so many other people I need to get on. Do you want to say something, Daniel?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good, Renee. That is really good. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Okay, thanks a lot. Let's go.